Despite years of efforts to diversify their industry, the proportion of black doctors in this country has not changed in more than 40 years. Only about 5% of our doctors are black. A new investigation by STAT, the health and medicine publication, finds black medical residents are leaving or getting kicked out of residency programs at far higher numbers than their white counterparts. Joining us now is Dr. Valerie Montgomery Rice, president and CEO of the Morehouse School of Medicine. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. I assume that the stats findings don't surprise you, that black medical residents are more likely to leave or be forced to leave these training programs.
So I will say I am not surprised anytime that we can raise awareness to where we see a disproportionate negative impact on our trainees, we need to raise that awareness. It was probably about 4 or 5 years ago, a group of us who attend the Historically Black Medical Schools who are leaders there went to the ACGME to raise some concerns about this increased percentage that we saw.
And the ACGME is the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education.
Correct.
Yeah, for those who are not doctors, who are not in the medical field, can you explain why this matters? When we're talking about training programs, someone outside the industry might not realize how important these residencies are.
Well, one of the things you know is that when you're going to medical school, first of all, you're going to have done 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school, and then you, on match day, get your choice of residency training. So it's something that you've been preparing for a long period of time. So they go into these training programs and they expect that it's going to be hard. No one expects that it's not going to be, but they also expect that they're walking into an equitable learning environment. And one of the things that we've seen is that there's definitely not equity sometimes in the assessments when you look at compared to white residents versus black residents. And once you are labeled, quote unquote, in a residency training program, it can follow you throughout the 2, 3, 4, 5 years of your training, which will lead to potentially an increased chance of someone deciding at the program level that you should not continue. And we definitely see this as disproportionately blacks are more likely to be dismissed as compared to whites.
And so then what effect does that have on their careers as they move forward? What is the fallout from this?
The fallout is that some of them actually don't get to go to another training program. And so they don't get to complete a residency training program. And they really have a lot of debt from medical school and they have to figure out how they're going to pay that off. But they have to have different career choices. Now, when we look at the data, and there have not been a lot of reports that look at this, probably about 60% of them end up identifying another residency training program and are able to make it through. But that does mean that 40% do not. But I think the greater challenge is an opportunity for us is, first of all, to understand why this is happening, and then to understand the impact that it has on diversifying the workforce. And we know when we see concordance in Black providers with their patients, or there's concordance in gender, we see better patient outcomes. And so we want to make sure that we actually are not decreasing the opportunity for improved patient outcomes by not having a workforce that is reflective of this country and of the communities that our providers are serving in.
So the medical industry has been aware of the problem of diversity for a very, very long time. There have been a number of different efforts to try to address that, to bring up the percentage of doctors who are Black. And we're still here with 5% of the doctors being Black. And that has real world consequences to the kind of healthcare that patients receive. What are we missing? What is the medical field not doing that it should be doing?
Well, one of the things is that we have to be more actionable and hold institutions accountable. In the last 15 years, there have been probably 15 to 18 new medical schools, and all of them had diversity and inclusion as a part of their mission. Yet they moved the needle less than 0.05% for increasing the number of Black or Brown students who attended the medical schools. Now, what we're doing at Morehouse School of Medicine, we're expanding our medical school. We started a partnership with Common Spirit Health, the second largest not-for-profit health system in this country. And what we are going to do is open up 5 regional medical campuses. We are going to see, as we build out these programs, over 300 more Black residents, and you will see us doubling our medical school size. So right now we have 110 students per year. We will go up to 225 students over the next 5 years.
Dr. Valerie Montgomery Rice is president and CEO of the Morehouse School of Medicine. Dr. Rice, thank you so much.
You're welcome.